So I'm skipping right on to 138 verses 1 and 2. I'm going to do this a little backwards. Usually I read the King James first, and then I read the other translations. Today we're going to see what it says from the other translations and some commentary. Then we'll read the King James and understand it. So the message says, thank you. Everything in me says thank you. Angels listen as I sing my thanks. I kneel in worship facing your holy temple and say it again. Thank you. Thank you for your love. Thank you for your faithfulness. Yes. Most holy is your name. Most holy is your word. Matthew Henry says, when we can praise God with our whole heart, we need not be unwilling for the whole world to witness our gratitude and joy in Him. Amen. Let everybody see.
That's right.
Port Ludlow, we open these doors and we let you come in. Come and watch us worship the Lord. And J. Vernon McGee says about this psalm, we have a wonderful prophetic hymn of praise which looks to the future when the believing remnant will take up their harps again and sing praise unto God. He goes on to say, before the gods, I will sing praise unto thee. Luther and Calvin explain that the gods were angels of God. J. Vernon doesn't think that. He says, I don't think they were that. Others think that he was talking about idol gods of the nations, and certainly he could be referring to them. However, J. Vernon says, anything in your life that is in place of God or is between you and God is your God. Amen. Let's not let anything take that place. And about verse 2, he states, God's word is as good as he is. There's an old saying that a man is as good as his word. Well, God is as good as his word. His character is behind what he has said. Thou hast magnified thy saying in accordance with all thy name, or thou hast fulfilled it in such a manner as to bring out all that thy name implies. And he ends with, this is a very wonderful statement. God is as good as his word because it's backed by his very character and his names. So now we're ready and prepped for King James, okay? I will praise thee with my whole heart. Before the gods, I will sing praise unto thee. Let me just stop there. Before the gods. So all those things that keep rushing into your life, trying to take predominance over your relationship with God and keep you too busy to praise God, you're going to say, with my whole heart, I don't care. Just sit there. I'm praising God. Amen. I will worship toward thy holy temple and praise thy name for thy loving kindness and for thy truth, for thou hast magnified thy word above all thy name. And now we can understand the King James. Let's stand. Now that we understand it, let's stand and let's say it together. I will praise thee with my whole heart. Before the gods, I will praise unto thee. I will worship toward thy holy temple and praise thy name for thy loving kindness and for thy truth, for thou hast magnified thy word above all thy name. Amen.